Welcome to Bon Appetit. In this program, we are going to talk about healthy food, desserts, typical European dishes, and Extremadura's typical recipes. We are going to start talking about Extremadura's typical recipes.
Hi everyone, my name is Sabina and I'm going to talk about typical Extremadura's recipes like Pennyroya's gazpacho. Besides, everyone who knows more recipes is invited to call and explain them on the program. Let's start. If you have stale bread and you are going to throw it away, don't do it. I have a delicious recipe to use it. It's Pennyroyal gazpacho, a cold old soup made with stale bread, pennyroyal, canned tomatoes, boiled eggs, garlic, onions, vinegar, sweet paprika and salt. Normally, it's prepared in winter because pennyroyal is a winter plant. Hello!
Hello, I'm Alice.
Okay, Alice, do you know any typical recipe of Extremadura?
Yes, I do. I have an ideal recipe for greedy people. Its name is Perrunillas. This is a kind of sweet that is characterized for being a dough of dry and rough texture. Its ingredients are flour, eggs, sugar, lard, schnapps, and cinnamon powder.
It sounds delicious. I try it. Thank you so much for cooperating. Have a good day, Alice. If you're interested in these recipes, you can visit our website, where we have the quantities in detail. Now, my partner will talk about typical European dishes. Bye!
Hi, my name is Hema, and now let's talk about the typical European dishes. First of all, let's talk about the most typical dish of England, fish and chips. This dish consists of butter, fish, accompanied by French fries. The best known dish in Spain is paella. This dish has a long tradition in the Valencian community. Other typical dishes are the tortilla patata, fabada, and cocido madrileño. A very famous dish in Italy is pizza. It is a delicious and easy to prepare food. It consists of a base of white flour, salt, butter and cheese, covered in tomato sauce and other ingredients such as ham, onion, olives, mushroom, etc. In France, the aligotte stands out, which is a puree made of potatoes, butter, fresh cream, garlic and cheese. Swiss Lorraine is also typical, a salty bacon, cheese and ham pie. In Austria we find the Linzer Torte, the oldest cake in the world and also its origin is Italian. In Austria it was perfected and is the most typical dish of this country. The ingredients that stand out are raspberry, almond and cinnamon. Mussel with potato is the most typical dish in Belgium. It is a dish similar to fish and chips. In Denmark, we find the Danish toast, which is a sandwich. It consists of a slice of black bread with butter that is accompanied by various food such as salmon, eggs, meat, etc. Now, let's continue with healthy food.
Hi, my name is Elena, and in this section we are going to talk about healthy food. It's true that the population eats more fast food, but the majority bets for a healthy life. Nowadays, people worry a lot about their appearance and their health. That's why they go into the gym and eat healthy food. Another of the most current fashion is vegetarianism and veganism, in which people don't eat meat, fish or other foodstuff of animals. Now I'm going to talk to a vegetarian. She's going to talk about her lifestyle. Hi Emily, how are you?
Fine, thanks.
You are vegetarian, aren't you? How did you decide to be a vegetarian?
Yes, I am. Well, I had a high cholesterol and my doctor told me that I had to change my lifestyle. So I started searching for recipes and tips and I decided to be a vegetarian.
Was it as easy for you? Did you miss eating meat or fish?
At first it was a little bit difficult, but I got used quickly. Now I'm very proud of myself.
Could you tell us which is your favorite dish for lunch?
Of course, my favorite dish is vegetarian burger with garlic and cheese. It is very easy and is delicious.
Thank you for your participating in our program, Emily. See you soon. Well, this is all for healthy food section. The key to having a healthy life is to maintain a balanced diet. Now, let's continue with the next section called dessert section.
In today's class, I will make a recipe for a dessert which is very typical in my town, sweet empanadas. This sweet, apart from being really delicious, have a very great sentimental value because it reminds me of when I was little and I made it with my grandmother who taught me this recipe. She told me that when she was young, she made and sold plenty of them and she had a lot of clients and believed her because she made them with so much love. For this dessert, we'll start making the dough of the empanadas, which ingredients are flour, eggs, oil, white wine, milk, salt, yeast, and 2 tablespoons of anise. Also, this is optional. Once the first step is made, we'll prepare the filling, which will consist of a sponge cake. We will need eggs, flour, yeast, lemon yogurt, 2 tablespoons of oil and sugar. Once mixed the ingredients of both parts, we have to take a piece of dough and spread it out, making the sponge filling. We close the dough and dump it into a pan. Finally, we'll be able to enjoy this delicious recipe.
We hope you enjoy this program. Thank you for listening. See you.